This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Young people. I'm looking at Olivia Rodrigo, and that chick doesn't have one wrinkle, crease, line anywhere on her. Not anywhere.
How old is she?
20? What is she?
I'm going to look her up right now. Olivia Rodrigo.
Talk about
age. Yeah. Now, she's not old enough to drink. You know, there's this movie called A Good Year, and it's a Russell Crowe movie. And so there's Russell Crowe as a grown man, and then Russell Crowe as a little boy with a girl. You know what? I can't. She's a pretty well-known actress, but I can't think of her name. And so there's a younger version of her, too. And the little girl who plays her dives into the pool and pops her little baby girl face up. And just the age, lack of age of any kind, like only growing more. It's just like, when do we start to die? Is it at age 18 and it all starts to go the other direction? Like, when does that stop? It's so youth. It's so fleeting and so wasted on the youth.
Yeah, well, she's clearly living a healthy life. Like, I had cigs in my gob at 14 and beer in my face at, you know, 16 and I mean, we've talked about pot, but in all honesty, all we got was garbage weed that gave you a headache. So yeah. I don't know why you would
like
even
leaves,
count.
Crumpled
yeah,
up leaves.
It was absolute stems and seeds, and you'd smoke it and go, I think, it's a migraine. I have a migraine. That's what I have.
There is definitely something going on with my head, but it feels like just pain right now.
Yeah.
And I've coughed my head off.
Right.
I'm looking at her fresh ass face. Like, her face is just so... just so young and beautiful. Yeah, I'm sure she... I mean, I hope she hasn't had anything done yet.
Oh, there's no way. No, I think she's just a girl who's been in Hollywood since a kid and has probably taken good care of herself.
Yeah, probably a team of people helping her take good care of herself.
Now, whether she walks right off the ledge and goes, you know, Lindsay Lohan next week, I don't know. But I think so far she's done pretty good.
Oh, God, please don't let that happen. It's actually such a freaking tragedy when shit like that happens. Like, oh. Like, Lindsay Lohan, honestly, I just thought she was that remake of The Parent Trap, which, by the way, the original, one of my favorite movies. Haley something. I can't even think of the girl who did the original one with the little blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that movie. And then Lindsay
Parker.
Lohan. What is it?
Parker.
Haley Parker?
Mm-hmm.
Hallie Parker, something like that?
Hallie. Whatever. I'm not sure.
Hey, whatever. Then Lindsay Lohan comes around and she does it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that girl is cute as a button. Impressive, a decent little actress. Like, they, you know, for a little Disney movie, that thing was great. And then she did like the remake of the Herbie the Love Bug and all these, and then Mean Girls and Freaky Friday and all these things that she did. And I just thought, oh, she is just great. And then the fucking bottom fell out. And like her family, her hideous family was revealed. Just fame fuckers, you know, just ugh. And she's just, it was almost like she was doomed from the get-go. Like they put their little moneymaker out there.
Yep.
I think about that sometimes with Millie Bobby Brown.
I also think about that too. Like never the, about the Roman Empire. But anyway, never. We should start.
I know. We have started.
What?
Yeah,
we did?
Rolling. Yeah, it started rolling a while back.
Oh, okay. Well, introduce us.
Hey, it's us, Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, and Alex, and it's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for a motherfucking Friday. Friday, September 15th, 2023. You know, it's so life and time, it's sort of astounding. Like, you feel like you're in a moment and that nothing could change and that time couldn't pass. John's 59th birthday is this weekend, and when we... I mean, I can't believe how much time, honestly, young people enjoy, because God damn, does it go fast. It's like a blink of an eye. I met you in 1996, and that, it doesn't feel like that long ago.
No.
I met you more than half my life ago.
I know.
It's incredible. Actually, I mean, I think it's actually slightly less than half my life ago.
Whatever it is, it's been, we've known each other a long time, and I love and appreciate you.
I love and appreciate you, too.
Now,
I think I must,
let me bring something up real quick.
All right, go ahead. 29.
You ladies are lucky.
Oh, are we? Tell us
yeah,
how.
Very lucky.
That you're not thinking about the Roman Empire all the time and Caligula?
No, no. I thought a lot about V. Hale and her predicament.
Oh,
and
with
I thought,
this boy.
Can you fucking imagine if every time a girl said, not now, not tonight, I have something to do, I'm busy, I can't be there for that, no, we did that last week, whatever the excuse is, the human race would have ended if men were butthurt and unable to continue the conversation
the pursuit,
any
right.
further. Like, I love V. Hale. I really do. I'm a big fan. But fucking A, the guy needed the weekend and she's all, that's it. I'm never texting him again.
He'd rather run on his treadmill than fuck me.
What the fuck?
No more airtime for you.
How many times have you said no to a guy?
So many. And then you're right. They need to not give up. But that is why the human race is so fucking successful. Because you guys don't give up. And it is weird when a dude goes, I don't know. Because dudes don't fucking do that.
Well, but he did.
But why?
And that doesn't mean...
But that is... It's jaw-dropping. What? He said... She was like, hey, I'm down. I want to fuck. And he's all, I don't know. I feel like I...
They're not in a relationship, though.
Ming, 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 ming.
Isn't that all the more reason why they would actually want to bone each other? I thought once you're in a relationship is when somebody can start going, nah, I don't want to. No,
Alex? What did she say?
He's not saying
you?
What he's thinking. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I don't want to say.
I think he's thinking about the fact that if you're not in a relationship, there are other options out there.
Yeah,
too.
Personally, if I wasn't in a relationship, if I said, hey, I'm not, if we agreed that we're not exclusive, then I would be... Probably, yeah, having other options. I mean, unless, you know,
exploring,
I was in a bad spot.
At least,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're V. Hale in this scenario?
No, I'm the dude.
No, he's
the
other
dude
guy.
He's
Ryan
saying,
Seacrest.
I can't see you this weekend because I'm going to fuck one of my other chicks.
Right.
Oh. You think that's what happened?
I don't know. I don't think that's what happened. It's a possibility, though. But
yeah. Well, absolutely. It is a possibility. But he did put up the treadmill. It's almost like he put up the treadmill picture to mollify a whole bunch of girls.
Maybe.
Ah.
Maybe. I mean, I actually, and this is just, you know, a personal thing. I've never been someone that juggled a lot of nook at once. Like, I really don't want to be. Okay. Let me ask it this way. Aho,
yeah.
In your day, I know you're a married man, happily married man with a hot Brazilian. But in your day, before you got bear trapped into a marriage and all the other stuff, and you were juggling what? How many on Tinder at once?
45.
No, that, I mean, maybe I couldn't do that many. It would be like maybe like two or three, but there was a lot of one night stands as well. So I don't know if I really juggled too many.
So, but you
so
would
constant.
It would probably be like one that I was hanging out with, and then, you know, one that I would spend time with and regularly, and then maybe, you know, some mixed in there.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
In 1 week, how many pussies can you lick without going to an unhealthy place? Like, it's too many. I've licked too many random pussies this week. Mm. Like, is it four random pussies? Is it two random pussies that hits the uh-oh, I may really be mixing juices too often and might find myself coming down with something?
That's what's crazy with me is that I've always been fairly busy. Like the first part is when I was younger, I didn't start getting, you know.
Is this a long way of saying that you don't like to lick pussy?
No, I love it.
Okay,
I love
it. I'm just trying to determine that because there are dudes who don't, and I thought, well, maybe we're asking the wrong question.
My run was a little bit older, and it was you know, and it was a shorter run, you know, than I, and so that was my thing, but.
So you never got to a point where you were like,
two
I am just licking
that would
too
be
much
like
pussy.
On the high end, I feel like, because generally I've always, you know, when I got sober, like ever since then, which was like 2010, I really have been just insanely busy. Like once I got sober, it was like I couldn't just sit around. I needed to do stuff. So started school, you know, working towards the radio thing. And I've always just been really busy, which has been a really good thing. Mm-hmm. And it's a little tougher to, yeah.
Sarah, during your run,
yes.
How many cocks would you say were too many? Like when you hit like five blowjobs with five different dudes, would you go, okay, I need to take tomorrow off? Or was that just like, fuck, I don't care?
I don't really think I ever thought about it like that. And actually, I'm trying to think. You know, those days are so fucking blurry. I actually wish I could give you a better answer about that, but I would say that I never hit a wall with that.
Ah,
all right.
I never thought to myself, although I will say at the end of like when I, cause I, look, I was a terror. I just was, I was on fire and I was like down to fuck at all times for my whole 19th year. And then I hit a wall where I had to quit cocaine. That was the thing. And so if I was going to quit cocaine, because the band was falling apart and all the shit was hitting the fan and I was just a fucking cokehead. And I said, okay, I am getting out of my apartment, that was another whole shit show with this roommate of mine who fucking owed me so much money. And I just left. So I got out of that situation. I moved home. I quit cocaine, and at that kind of at the same time I said, Dad, just give me a job at your factory. And so I fucking went to work at my dad's factory, and that was where I started listening to WBCN Boston
Radio.
Charles Lacroix, the Big Mattress, and I thought to myself, I could fucking do that. He did all these like funny parody songs, which they don't even allow us to do anymore. It's so lame. So all these parody songs, I loved it, and I wound up within a year or two, I was an intern for him. I just found a way to make that happen. I went to the Connecticut School of Broadcasting, which actually was really helpful. I got like a tape and a resume and a little bit of experience, and I went and worked for that guy for free for 2 years, and then finally said, I can't do this anymore, and got myself a job in radio.
Well, I one of the things that interests me about your history, and I realize that I'm a couple years younger than you, but HIV/AIDS formed my youth. Like it was a big part of it was in my head. I'm not going to live to see 25 if I fuck around too much.
Right.
So I absolutely was way more careful than I would want to be. And I look back and I see like your history and the other people's histories. And I think, God, I wish I could have just lightened the fuck up, because I had lots of options and didn't. And just decided, I'll just drink. Here's my buddy.
Early, right. Hey, buddy. Six of you, huh? We're going to need more. That was a concern. My big year was 1986. That was the year for me. Like, my band was touring constantly, and I was just going crazy. And that was really only a year or two into the real, like, the AIDS thing, everybody talking about it. And it was, I hate to say it, at the time, it was still a gay man's thing. It was still a gay community thing. Yeah. And then it was, by the time the late 80s rolled around, it was really much more was known about it. And it was so much more about, listen, you got to fucking protect yourself. And so maybe, I don't know, I can't even say if that contributed to me. I took 18 months off. I went from being just a fucking little slut that I was having the fucking time of my life to I hadn't fucked anybody in over a year, well over.
Wow.
And it was just, and I started working for my dad and going to radio school. It was just a very, so maybe that was part of the equation, Vin. I don't really remember having a lot of thoughts about that. But after all I did, the worst that ever happened to me is I did get crabs and I got chlamydia once. Crabs once, chlamydia once, and never really anything too much.
Well, anyway, part of the reason I brought that up is that I know it sounds ridiculous. Like, what, humans aren't, you know, clean enough for you? No, I love humans and I love being intimate with people and I'm a fan. I didn't do that in my youth and I don't really do it as a grown, or didn't really do it as a grown up. Like, I find myself going, yeah, I'm with this one person. And if I were to be with someone else, I'd probably leave that one person and go with the someone else. I wouldn't.
Right.
I don't think I'd be like playing. Let me see how many balls pussies I can get in the air.
Yeah.
For lack of ball, you know, balls or
sure,
guy
balls,
things.
Pussies, so all the things, right?
You know
sure.
what I mean?
Right.
I'm just saying, I don't chase balls. I chase nothing. Read us a letter.
Yeah, I don't have time for that, but I will tell you this. Earlier today during the show, I was telling you that my oldest son was going to meet Matthew McConaughey mm-hmm. last night. He said that he did. And it sounds like it was great, like a big shit show. He said it was good. A massive line that stretched all the way around the outside of the ferry building. It moved very quickly. Once you finally reached him, he was behind a wall. You got 3 seconds with him where a photographer flashed a picture and then sent you on your way. He seemed super nice and made eye contact, but it was an absolute blur. So I don't even really remember it. Maybe he was drinking. When he left, there was a massive crowd of people following him. That's no good. I'm sure he was whisked away, right?
You know, it's unfortunate that no more would, like, why didn't that guy try to come on our show and promote this thing?
I know.
Like, it's just social media has taken over and they don't have to use.
They don't need to.
Any right. traditional media in order to promote anything.
He's promoting a kid's book. And obviously it was all over social media and all over whoever's, because this book, which is, you know, I mean, bookstores aren't even really a thing anymore. Like, my son's roommate works at an actual bookstore. So you remember Any Mountain? Remember when we did some stuff?
Oh, I do. Yes, very much so.
So Book Passage is like right there in that plaza. It's still there, a little bookstore, and she works there. And so that's the only way I even knew that this thing was happening. His rally goes, yeah, I'm going to go meet Matthew McConaughey. I'm like, what?
That's kind of a bummer.
On a random Thursday. I know. It is a bummer. There used to be these like PR people constantly reaching out to us. Like in the olden days, of course Matthew McConaughey would have come on the Alice.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It's actually kind of weird that that's just not even.
Not necessary.
We don't even get those kind of requests anymore.
No. Because they go, Matthew McConaughey goes, oh, hey, guys, I'll see you at the ferry building tonight. And 50,000 people show up.
Hey, all right.
I don't feel needed anymore.
Well, we said no to a lot of stuff, even when they were flowing, you know, when the phones were ringing. But
right.
Still.
Well, we wouldn't have said no to Matthew McConaughey.
No, I would not have.
No, we would have said, yeah, bring him on by. All right. I think Edwin, the evil genius, was telling me that his tagline for this little book tour he's doing is, I write, I write, I write.
Oh.
Because he writes. Isn't that so cute? Oh, my God. It's super cute. His book is called, I think it's called Just Because. He says it came to him as a ditty in a dream. It was a song in my mind. I got up and wrote it down.
Hmm.
It's cute. Yeah. It's, you know, look, a little kid's book. Sure. Why not? Lot, and I think that some of the best kids' books are like out of some parent's mind. They, you know, who among us with children hasn't like had to make up a story on the fly for your kids?
It
just happens. You do it all the time. It's called imagination, and you use it, and you show your kids how to use it. And that's
One thing I would say about someone like Matthew McConaughey or other artists who've had success in, say, acting or music is it does free up their they're not mired in a lot of the nonsense everyday people have to deal with, which frees them up to be yet even more creative. So I can see how he went to bed without worrying about bills or what he was going to eat the next day or shopping or any of the things that we get caught up in. And so he just goes to bed. Maybe he, you know, took a couple puffs off a dube, went to sleep, had some wild dreams, woke up with that and went, look at me, I just crapped a book.
I woke up and there it was just right there in my mind. I wrote it down with my golden pencil on my silver sheets of paper.
Right.
Hey, speaking of books, I want to say really quickly that there is a new, unbelievably, look, if you, however you might feel about Robert Galbraith and who that is in another life, look it up if you don't know. There is a new Cormorant Strike book, which I feel like we just had a Cormorant Strike book. Like, didn't we just read that this year?
He may have been extremely productive during the pandemic. I mean, it was the world was universally shut down.
That
everyone.
Is true. So, The Ink Black Heart, and now something called The Running Grave, which is out in like a week.
I can't wait.
Me either. I'm very excited about it. I really like
I love those characters.
Oh my God, so much. And this person as a writer... If you hate the artist, not the art, because this is a person who knows how to write and is absolutely makes you care so much about these people and decent mystery writer.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, there you go. Boy. I don't know what we got time for. Look, it's Friday. We're going to get out of here. What
I
do we got for time
we
here?
Were
what
on for the first 10 minutes. I thought we were just chatting about. Who was it? Lindsay Lohan.
Olivia Rodrigo.
Olivia.
She doesn't even have sleep in her eyes. She's so fresh.
Oh my God. She's fresh as a daisy. Yeah. Damn. Fresh as a damn daisy. She needs to start the Botox now. We need to keep that fresh face.
No.
Yep.
All right. We're going to go.
Let's do it. Okay. Give me the. Oh, Bryn at RadioWiles.com. And by the way, a lot of people are sending notes, and we will get to them. And
thank
and,
you for doing that, and keep them coming.
Keep them coming. That's right.
The end.
Have a great Friday, you motherfuckers.
Bitch.
You too.
Oh.
and get more out of John on the Roman Empire. That's weird that he was like, yeah, me too, all the time.
So I just feel like the way that it taints our world today. Like, what? What are you talking about?
What in the hell?
All right.